Hi, everyone. It's Jason, and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Monday, March 19th, and we had a decent weekend. It was a bit blustery, but we had a mix of clouds and sun both days, and temperatures were a little above average, so the luck of the Irish did smile upon us. Now, today, believe it or not, is the last day of winter, at least astronomically speaking. So we're going to have a mostly sunny day. It's going to be breezy, though. We'll get into the low 50s, which is right around average. But as a storm keeps intensifying in eastern Canada, we're going to have a blustery west wind. Now, tonight, we will turn mainly clear. It's going to drop into the mid-30s, and it's still, the west wind is going to only slightly abate. So this is going to be a week where we do have a trough in the east for most of it, and we have low-pressure systems in eastern Canada. And we are just going to see a parade of cold fronts, really, through the course of the week. So it's going to be a chillier week, and just a few sprinkles are expected at times, but there will be a lot more, a lot of cloudy intervals. So for Tuesday, we have the vernal equinox, the first day of spring. It's a little early this year because we had leap day, or at least it appears a little earlier on the calendar. It's going to be mostly sunny, but temperatures are going to be in the upper 40s, and we're going to do it with a westerly wind of anywhere from 15 to 25 miles per hour. And Tuesday night, we'll have some cloud cover as another frontal system moves by. We'll have lows in the upper 30s. And we'll see the winds pick up this time out of the southwest ahead of another cold front and low pressure system that's going to move through during the day on Wednesday. So Wednesday, it's more clouds than sun. We've got a slight chance of showers in the afternoon. It is the warmest day of the week with highs in the mid-50s, but it'll feel colder with that west wind chugging along. And then Wednesday night, we'll go partly cloudy to clear. We'll be in the low 30s, so don't be fooled by it being the first day of springtime astronomically. And remember, Wednesday we do have approximately an equal amount of day and night worldwide. It's approximate. And then for Thursday, the first full day of spring, we are looking for lots of sunshine, but highs will be in the mid-40s, so that's nearly 10 degrees below normal. And we'll be dropping into the upper 20s Thursday night. And for Friday, now Friday is going to be the last day of the pattern that we're in. We'll be going more zonal initially, so we'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies, and it'll get into the mid-40s. But then we're going to watch another trough dipping to the west at a closed low. We're also going to be watching a southern stream system. If this comes together right, this could make for a fairly strong storm off the East Coast Saturday and a bout of rain and wind. Right now, it looks to me like this system is going to more brush the area. But if we do have more phasing, we could wind up with a more developed system. But either way, Saturday looks cloudy. It looks like we'll have showers around, and looks like we're only going to be in the upper 40s. So we are going into a cooler pattern, despite the fact that we are going into a warmer season. And it is possible with that Saturday system, if it gets really wrapped up, the places well inland, nowhere near here, could even get wet snow out of it. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You could find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JC Weather NYC in Long Island, and follow us on Patreon at JC Weather.